Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Originating live from the Food Nation Radio Studios in Orlando, Florida. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We're talking with Katrina Fry. She is one of the owners of Fry Vineyards out in California. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be talking with you again, Elizabeth.
Well, I am thrilled. We have so many surprises that you're going to share with us. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up. We'd like to talk to you about romantic choices for Valentine's Day and things people can order from you. And, I mean, I know you have some wine in the store, but what do you have in store for Valentine's Day, special types of things?
We have a beautiful Valentine's Day gift pack for your listeners' loved ones. And it would normally sell at $30, but it's marked down to $25.50, and it also includes three biodynamic chocolate bars from Picari Chocolate, based in Ecuador.
Wow.
And they're both, so the wines come gift wrapped with also a personalized handwritten Valentine, you know, for whatever you want to say. And pardon me, there are two wines. Both of them are gold medal winners. There's a Viognier, a white wine from the Rhone region of France originally. And then a Zinfandel, which just won a gold medal, we found out, from the international wine competition, the Winemaker's Challenge.
Well, let's talk about the flavor profile of these wines. So people who aren't familiar with those grapes, I know most people are familiar with Zinfandel. We're not talking about the white Zinfandel. We're talking about the plummy, deep red Zinfandel. But I want to start with the Viognier. The Viognier is sort of a sweeter version of Chardonnay. Would that be accurate?
Well, it's fruitier. When you smell it, you get a lot of aromas of Asian pear and apple and violet. Technically, it's not sweet.
Okay.
So there's no residual sugar in it, but it's very fruity. And so, yes, that's a good feel for it. It's also often a little creamier feeling in your mouth than a Chardonnay is.
Would you say buttery? More buttery?
Yeah, more buttery. It likes long, hot summers, which we qualify for here in Northern California. But it's also typically a low-yielding grape. So it's not a grape that all wineries choose because it's very special.
Yeah, it
comes out in limited quantities. Yeah, the Viognier.
Now, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you age those in oak, white oak, or in the steel barrels, or how do you do that?
They're in steel with the French oak contact.
Okay.
So this one is a 2016. So it aged for about a year and a half, and then we bottled it about 6 months ago.
Okay. Wow, that sounds wonderful. And then when you open that, do you let it sit for a little bit before you drink it, or can you drink it right away when you open it?
You know, with a white wine, I would recommend just pouring it right away.
Okay, all right. So there's that one. And then the Zinfandel, normally people associate Zinfandel with plummy flavors, and they go well with chocolate, like the chocolates we're going to talk about.
Yes.
How would you characterize your red Zinfandel?
You're doing a great job. I would also bring in the brambly fruits, like raspberries and blackberries and boysenberries.
Mm.
And it has a little bit of a spicy finish. It's
spicy.
Absolutely delicious.
Hmm.
Yeah, just a little hint of spice, maybe almost a
like
little
a
pepper.
Peppery, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's one of my favorite grapes that we grow here. We have perfect benchland soils for it, and it really really does well, and it's always delicious.
Now, I know you go through the harvest every year, and we can never get a hold of you for a while when you're doing that. And so you harvest these grapes, and then what happens to them?
They ferment for the first 3 weeks or so of the winemaking process. If it's a red wine, like the Zinfandel we're talking about, they ferment in contact with the crushed skins and seeds. So during that fermentation process, they're absorbing the color and the tannic acid, which gives them the strength to age. So that's why red wines can age much longer than white wines. So after that initial fermentation, then they're pressed off, and the juice is a beautiful deep red color. The yeast has been added, and that's important for people to understand that the yeast we use is a certified organic yeast. So that means, of course, no GMOs anywhere in the process, but also that the matrix that the yeast is grown upon is from certified organic ingredients. In conventional winemaking, the matrix that commercial yeasts are grown upon are sugar beet sugars, which sadly are all GMO. Genetically modified these days. Yes.
And even some of the yeast, even some of the organic wines are using yeast that is GMO yeast. That's why it says mostly organic or something to that effect.
No, that's not usually referring to the yeast. It's referring to the fact that they're adding sulfites to the winemaking process.
All right.
So there's two categories in the National Organic Program of wines. One is the made with organic grapes category, which is wonderful. They're growing their grapes organically with no herbicides or pesticides or GMOs. But when they bring it to the winemaking cellar, they add sulfites, which are a synthetic, and some people are very sensitive to them. We do all of those organic growing practices, but when we bring them into the cellar, we continue with completely pure practices. So we have absolutely no additives. We don't adjust acids. We don't adjust sugar. We don't add coloring. And we get to put the USDA organic seal on our bottles and call it organic wine.
So after it stays in, you know, and gets that color, that beautiful garnet color, it's even darker than a garnet, I would say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very dark. And then what happens to it after that?
That's when the wine starts to age with the oak, and you want to make sure that there's no oxygen contact on it. And typically we age our big red wines, such as Zinfandel, for at least a year before they're put into the bottle. The wine that we're talking about today that just won the gold medal is a 2017 vintage.
Okay. And are you putting those in French oak, American oak? How are you doing that?
French oak.
Okay. Wow, that sounds so wonderful. So you bottle them, and how long would you say, you know, you say they're drinkable now, right? I mean...
Oh, sure, but they also could be cellared. We say that with our wine, sometimes people are concerned with how long our wine will last because we don't add sulfites, which, among other things, are a preservative. But we have easily aged our wines for 5 to 8 years after the bottling date. So these could definitely be laid aside in a cool, dark place if people wanted to age a bottle of fry wine. Although statistics show us that 90% of wine is drunk within 24 hours of its purchase.
Well, yeah, you're looking at it. It's looking at you. You're thinking, oh, I got a nice, Riedel glass over there. And, you know, I totally get that. So what about the Vanier? How long can you age that? Because people don't understand that with regard to white wine.
That's right. It doesn't have that contact with the tannic acid, which makes it not as capable of perfect long aging. So we tell people that that you can age the wine for up to 2 years after it was bottled. So, and we have good results with that. Mm-hmm. What people will notice with our white wine is once you uncork it and pour it, it will start the oxidation process. So it's not the best refrigerator wine. After a couple of days, it starts to go flat. Although nowadays they do have the nitrogen topper systems, but I encourage people just to drink that bottle of white wine once they've opened it.
Yeah, exactly. And you have mentioned tannins a couple of times with regard to the red wine. Now, tannins, for people who don't know, that tannic quality. Now, is that sort of that velvety type of thing you feel on your tongue when you're drinking a red wine?
I'd say it's more the bitter quality that you feel on the outside of your tongue, sort of bracing and bitter.
Maybe I'm thinking of a Merlot, but...
Merlot is definitely velvety. Mm-hmm. I actually have Merlot on my list of a great Valentine's Day wine because it is so soft and approachable and romantic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So,
but I think those that experience comes more from the fruit in the wine than the tannins.
Now, the tannins, do they you know, the tannin gives it that, you know, that toothiness, that really, you know, like I'm drinking a red wine kind of feeling. Now, do those tannins sort of dissipate and smooth out and change?
Yes. During aging, the level of tannic acid slowly decreases, which is so interesting to me. And one of the joys of winemaking is that wine changes as the months and years go on.
Right.
And it really is alive and a living beverage, which is part of the fascination of the wine world.
You know, that is amazing. I'd never really thought about that. Huh. I mean, you know, people think about other foods being alive, but not necessarily wine. That's very interesting. And you've got these chocolates that you keep teasing me about. Where did you come across these chocolates?
You know, our home ranch is Demeter certified, which means that it has gone through certification for biodynamic practices. And Demeter is an international organization. So there's Demeter US and there's Demeter Brazil. And at trade shows, I met these very ethical, wonderful chocolate producers. They've called themselves Pacari, P-A-C-A-R-E, chocolate, and they're based in Ecuador. They bear the USDA seal, and they're lovely little mini chocolate bars. They're 10 grams, and people who order our Valentine's Day special will get one of each of the organic chocolate with essence of Andean rose. Mm. It's a beautiful little picture of roses on it. There's one called Esmeraldas, which is just pure cocoa chocolate, 60%. And then a delicious one called Cusco Salt and Nibs. So it's organic chocolate with the salt from Cusco and then the little cocoa nibs. And it's beautiful packaging, and they come wrapped up with a ribbon next to the two bottles of wine.
You're killing me.
I'm going to have to send you some.
Okay. I think Michael, you know, if he's smart, will order some from you. But anyway, so.
That has the word hint written all over it. I think I got it.
Speaking of which, if people are interested, they need to hop on this, because to guarantee delivery east of the Rockies, we'll have to get their order by February 6th.
Okay.
West of the Rockies, February 8th, and the West Coast, February 11th. So we want people, that's one of those holidays that you really do want your gift to arrive on time.
Oh, well, yeah. And tell people your website again so they can go look at these beautiful things.
www.freywine.com. So that's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.
Yes, F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. And so if they go, they order in a timely manner, they should have this by Valentine's Day. And I'm sure you have limited quantities. I mean, I can't imagine you have this, it sounds like small batch chocolate that you're...
Well, I think we can fulfill everybody's order. We're prepared.
Very nice. That is awesome. Well, there should be plenty, Michael, for you to...
Yes, and you can go from a hero to a goat in a really, really short amount of time if you mess this up. So order now, frywine.com.
Well, think about it. Most people are getting, you know, chocolates from Walgreens or something in the box. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, I mean, you could do that. Or you could plan a little bit ahead and get something beautiful. And you know how women are. They like to show their friends what their boyfriend or husband or whatever got them for Valentine's Day and things like that.
So. Well, and here's the deal. I mean, you know what's going to happen. You give her the chocolate. She's going to take pictures of it and post it online.
That's
and then
right.
You're the hero. Or if you mess this up, you'll never live it down. Frywine.com. Go get the chocolate. Go get the wine right now.
So... Yeah, I my mouth is watering, and I really appreciate your time, and I'm a little bit jealous right now that you're sitting there with these chocolates. So
I am. I think I might have a pre-Valentine's Day tasting tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to make sure that they're up to our quality, right?
I think you have to. I think it's part of the job, right? So.
Right.
Anyway, Katrina, we really appreciate your time as always. Katrina Fry from Fry Wine, and go to her website, frywine.com. Look at all the beautiful things they have there. And if you're talking about getting something that is, you know, good for your heart, organic, tastes wonderful, that's the place to go. So thank you so much, Katrina. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Listen to over 100 previous interviews on Elizabeth's website and find out what's in the food you eat. It's all at foodnationradio.com.